This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. Beginning our broadcast week on GCN, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I have a very, very special guest I'm going to be bringing in momentarily. We've known each other for many years, and there's a lot of broadcast family lineage. We may get into some of that history here, but she's an incredible investigative journalist, a brilliant writer, in my mind, an absolute sweetheart. I love her, love her, love her. She's just done so much good work in uncovering things that you're not supposed to uncover, writing about things you're not supposed to write about, but all because the information she uncovers empowers you with great information to help you see through lies, deceit, propaganda in many arenas. And of course, one of the biggest ones is over the years talking about pharmaceutical corruption within our own government agencies and science itself as it relates to the scam of HIV causing something called AIDS. But we may go there. We may go a lot of other places. There's an article she wrote just moments ago. I say moments ago, within the last few days. And it's at uncoverdc.com. We have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. That'll be our starting point. The author is none other than Celia Farber. Her dad, the amazing journalist and reporter and a talk show host, a Hall of Famer, if you will, Barry Farber, who passed recently, is also part of my circle of broadcast friends and family. And so, Celia, I want to welcome you back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been too long, my friend, and I'm so glad you take the time to be with us today.
Always love to be on your show, Robert. You and I go way back, and this era is it's like I think we both thought the worst was over, didn't we?
Yeah, we've been through a lot and covered a lot. You're right. And I just want to talk about, briefly, and I don't mean to bring up subjects that are kind of bumming people out, but, you lost your father recently, as we talked about on the air. We acknowledged and honored him. I know you couldn't be on the show at the time, but also Super Don, my producer, just recently lost his father. And interesting about my father, I lost over 10 years ago, and another family connection. Even before I knew you, I knew your uncle, Barry's brother, Jerry Farber, in Atlanta, funny enough.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, many years ago. In fact, my dad, who was just in his own right a comedian, took, like, comedian courses, like improv courses with Jerry Farber, your uncle in Atlanta over the years. And so there was, like, amazing how small the world is and how connected we were even before. Again, I didn't know you and all that until I started developing my broadcast career and my investigations into propaganda within medicine and AIDS, et cetera. So I just think it's just amazing how these things are interwoven, I think, on some other level that we come together this way.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. Yeah, Jerry is an absolute riot and a hoot, and just so funny. He's such a brilliant comedian. He and my father, just very opposite ends of the spectrum politically.
yes.
But in terms of the humor, you can see that they came out of the same household somehow, because they both have just brilliant senses of humor. And yeah, I miss my father terribly, and I'm really sorry to hear about Super Don's father. And Something's going on in addition to all the natural ways that people die, and I don't mean COVID, but I do mean, mm-hmm. well, I guess I do mean COVID in the extra dimensional sense of the word, that it feels to me like the world is, people are slipping away. People are feeling defeated and scared and exhausted. And I wish I could, I am as well, you know, and I mm-hmm. fight it. We all have to fight it in ourselves every day, but this is just an almost unfathomable attack on everything we need to live as humans.
Celia, I feel like, you know, as we've talked about fear, right? And if we grow up in modern medicine as I did, you know, I didn't learn homeopathy from day one. I learned about it as a young adult when I needed it desperately to save my own life. And then I learned, my gosh, this is amazing. And it turned my life around to become, the healer that I always wanted to be for people, to help people. And yet fear plays heavily within what we call a pharmaceutical construct, even as it relates to germ theory ideas, the idea that a germ causes disease. We must be afraid of it. And the only way to protect ourselves from it is to either become obsessed germaphobe and think everything is going to kill us. Then we go to Big Pharma, as John Rappaport called it, the Church of Biological Mysticism. I kind of modified it to pharmaceutical, but same concept, where they have this special gift that they know something no one else can know, and they say, here it is, this drug, or here it is, this vaccine that will save us. And so we run in fear, and that fear causes us, I think, to abandon, to some degree, maybe a larger degree, common sense, but even more so, importantly to me, our connection to our spiritual essence, our divinity. And I think this is an attack on true spirituality, however we experience it, through a fear induction machinery that is relentless and never lets us even breathe, no pun intended, with masking.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that you're hitting on the very thing that really I would say I'm all about, my work is all about, it's always been all about, countering the attack systems of fear and the way they use what I would now call fake viruses, but that's not quite accurate to say fake viruses, because it just opens up the whole, what's a real virus? What's a virus? Are there any viruses that cause anything? It's a fascinating time for all those questions, and they're kind of, a lot of it's getting answered now, whereas it wasn't being answered back in the day. It seemed crazy to say that HIV could possibly not be the cause of AIDS. Now, where we are now, well, I don't want to talk about viruses. I want to talk about fear. So
yes.
fear being the virus. I began a few years ago to listen to he's gone now, but a Pentecostal, let me think now, is the word minister? If it's a Pentecost minister, preacher, his name.
I think we all have a vision of what that would be, no matter what we call it.
Pentecostal, a man of God,
mm-hmm.
and his name was Derek Prince, and he's very, very, very renowned. Derek Prince, he was British, and one of the things that stood out about him and what he focused on, As a Bible teacher, was the role of like what fear really is. And he was very, I didn't understand this until I started, well, until I got on my own Christian path and until I started learning from this particular teacher, Derek Prince, about fear and what it means in spiritual battle. And that is literally, simply and literally, if something is trying to frighten you, scare you, Derek Prince said, that's satanic. That's from the enemy. That's not the Holy Spirit. That is, you know, it's not okay. I used to think it was normal because I've grown up, it's been hitting us so hard from all of our mass media. And that it just takes so long to come out of these psyops and constructs and to realize now, you know, it's very simple. It's abuse. Some people might lose a lot of people if I use words like Satanism or witchcraft.
Well, not here,
that's
Celia.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I've come to the same conclusion that fear is not of God. Certainly, it's a, you know, we can say to be afraid of falling off of a high cliff. That's not necessarily something of Satan per se. I mean, we have a survival instinct, I think, as well. But what we're talking
right.
about, what I sense is an induced fear, an artificially induced fear, to drive people away from their, as I said, their divinity, their spiritual origin point, their connection with God or the Spirit, Holy Spirit, however it's, you know, called. Everybody's got different names for it, and that's okay. But the, you know, fear can only creep in when we lose our connection to the source of all sources, when we lose our identity to something lesser that is, you know, very controlled by, I would say, entities, or, you know, whether it be, you know, political, economic, or medical, or others that want to control us through fear. What does that fear do? It's a very powerful tool to put people off balance and to manipulate them into doing something I don't think we would normally do if we were listening to the voice of Spirit.
That's exactly right. And definitely, without a doubt, the left, such as it is, that's a big term. Now, there are entire factions of the so-called left, and especially the far left, that have broken free and are joining the forces of freedom and are standing up to this COVID tyranny. So I can no longer say the left, you know, it's with one broad brush, it's not one.
Right.
But let's just call the corporate media left, the think tank left, the Council on Foreign Relations, virus obsessed left.
The globalist, collectivist, communistic left,
exactly.
Let's call it that.
Technocrat, AC, exactly, that crowd. They use fear in such a promiscuous and abusive and lurid way, and I think they've been running these fear psyops consistently with, I'm going to put viruses in quotes, since HIV. And one of the things that's frustrating right now is that people seem to be having amnesia about what they, the scare factory people, the scaremongers, promised HIV was going to do. It did none of those things. I mean, the projections were absolutely apocalyptic, absolutely obscene. None of them came true. And
but it was almost like a dry run. Yeah, Celia, we got to take a break. I apologize for interrupting radio break, but we're going to come back. Celia Farber, my guest this hour. We've got links to her and her article that I want you to read. We'll talk about it as well, bringing you past the fear, helping you reconnect to your source of power, which is your divinity. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes, as they always are, at robertscottbell.com. Thanks, everybody, for your support of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And we respect your freedom to, honestly, to not be abused by fear porn. And I think this is a big part of what we've witnessed in the past year in a concentrated way like never before. And Celia Farber, who's been writing about many of these subjects for many years, brought up the whole history of HIV/AIDS. And I brought this up over the last year a lot, saying this is eerily similar to what they tried to do with HIV, and they brought the same concepts back. They abandoned things like Koch's postulates, for those that are into biology and science and medicine, that kind of thing, as infection determination factors. And so they played on something they were only partly successful in doing. It seems like they just picked up the playbook and modified it to SARS-CoV-2 or COVID.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the terrain was fertile for them to do so. The terrain, for some reason, people were still primed. I'm not, you're not, our friends and our circles are not. We're totally immunized against this BS, right? Yeah. And I would have thought many more people would be, because they, you know, they're like the boy who cried wolf, right? With HIV, and people think somehow that they were right about HIV, or, you know, because they move it, right? That's what they do. They moved it to Africa as soon as the heterosexual epidemic did not pan out in the United States and the Western world. The next PSYOP, that's a big theme in this piece of mine, the latest we're going to talk about, PSYOP, psychological operation. Their PSYOP at the time was, well, it didn't happen here, but in Africa, boy, oh boy, you know, entire villages being wiped, the whole, all Africa was supposed to be wiped off the map. I literally remember that phrase, wiped off the map. And Africa, the continents of Africa, the population grew from the mid-80s, last I checked was maybe 8 years ago, it grew by the same size as more or less the population of the United States, in excess of 350 million people. Population growth in Africa. So they're not only wrong, they're exactly in this almost like freakishly inverted way wrong. The truth is inside out from what they say. Of course, it devastates me that they have influence, that they still can get people. But what gives me hope, real hope, I just said the dark thing, the bad thing. However, the great news is, wait a minute, look at all the people who aren't buying it. Of all generations, all over the world, all political stripes. I know I've said this to you before, Robert, but this time I think they have really, really overreached. And they've done a tremendous amount of damage, but if you were to be able to check in with the hearts and souls of what I'm going to go ahead and call most people, or maybe even ordinary people, most people don't buy it. And most people are sickened and furious by the tyranny of this thing. And most people would rather take their chances with a cold virus than have their entire lives locked down, shut down, snuffed out, terminated. So it's a moment that's, I think it could pivot. I really think it could. I think it already has to a lot. Now they still have a lot of power. They have the power to lock us down and forbid everything and shut down businesses. But what they don't have are, people's hearts and souls, which is what I think they really want. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. They're trying to frighten us out, as I said, our divine reality. That we are connected and we are created of God, and that is a threat because that means their authority is challenged. And we look at the fear to divide us. What is the op? The psyop? Do not go near anybody right now. If you do, wear a mask. Don't get too close. Teach children that they are vectors for infection and disease and death. Teach them that they're killing grandma if they breathe without a mask or get too close. I mean, these are horrific, and I call them Luciferian or satanic belief systems, ritualized to the point where we are destroying children that are coming up now. I don't know how they'll be scarred if for life or not, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually even. So we're going to talk more about this with Celia Farber. Also get to the heart of her article published at Uncovered DC about the claims that 400,000 or more died of COVID in the last year. I dispute it. Celia does as well. We'll talk about why and how. And please share the show. RobertScottBell.com. More with Celia Farber after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization said that an email server belonging to one of its subsidiaries had been hacked from a foreign country and information published online, state media reported on Sunday. Salman Rushdie lost sight in one eye and the use of one hand following an attack on stage at a literary event in Western New York in August, his agent said. Andrew Wiley, who represents literary giants such as Saul Bellow and Roberto Bolaño, described the author's wounds as profound and noted the loss of sight of one eye. He had three serious wounds in his neck, one hand is incapacitated, and he has about 15 more wounds in his chest and torso. Under pressure in the south of Ukraine, Russia fired missiles and drones into Ukrainian-held Mykolaiv on Sunday, destroying an apartment block in the shipbuilding city near the front, and said the war was trending towards uncontrolled escalation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up as again. I remind you in the show notes, for those of you new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are on an additional 2 hours plus a day, 5 days a week. If you come over to robertscottbell.com/listen, you can see all of the different video and audio podcast sites as well, so you can hear it 24/7. And there are options to become patron supporters. We have lost episodes. We have a 10-hour a seminar, if you will, that John Rappaport and I did 10 years ago. It's still just as valuable on vaccines, armed and dangerous, we called it, all the things they didn't want you to hear or know about. Celia has been investigating and writing about so many of these similar topics that we've covered all together. It's like, you know, a little fraternity, sorority. I don't know what to call it now. I don't know how many sexes there are anymore. I'm so confused, Celia. But you know what I'm saying?
Sure, too.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. But a family, let's just call it, of folks that have saw through this and were willing to stand up to great abuse. And of course, you felt it, you know, more deeply than in most that I know, because you have written so extensively with such, you know, what we call it, validation about what you put in, that they really thought, you're a terrific threat. We've got to do something about Celia Farber. So you were attacked psychically, spiritually for many years to come to this point where you're still standing despite it all. And it's, I think, a testament to your connection to spirit and that spiritual reawakening.
Thank you for saying that. I did not know what to do about the attacks for many years until what finally really got me, I would say saved me, was coming to the Christian faith, because I finally realized that what was attacking me was satanic, and that the opposition to the satanic is Christ. I don't mean I realized it like in an intellectual way. I did have a personal, a spiritual experience, but really it was just being driven to a point of, experiencing. It wasn't attack like just an attack professionally or economically, or it was something so vicious and wicked from like an underworld, you know, and not just myself, but others who, and some did not survive. I've actually seen people in this war subject to such lurid cruelty, like Christine Maggiore.
Yes, we've seen people that have been.
They died, you know. It's yeah.
The attack was so vicious, it destroyed the spirit, if you will, in them. And, of course, that results in all kinds of manifestations. We've seen the attacks on even children. In the case of the Nagel family, which was devastating to us because we're friends with all of them. And yet we somehow find a way to go on. And I think, again, I keep coming back to this, Celia, our connection with the Creator. And I realize we have many different viewpoints and belief systems out there. And when I was called to do this kind of healing and even broadcasting, it was very clear to me, it didn't matter to me what people believed. It's just if they had a sincere desire for healing, that I would try to connect them to that. And I think the real role of a doctor, which the origin of physician doctor is teacher, not someone who does it for you, is to honestly reconnect people to the Spirit. And the Spirit does the healing. God does the healing. Now, it opens us up to things we do, you know, physically and eat different and all of that. But I think my role is nothing more than that, to whatever way it appeals or it opens people up to it. And I know there are, again, various different viewpoints and beliefs around the world that listen to this show. And Celia, your, you know, awakening reconnection is also inspiring, and I think should be inspiring for everyone to hear that you can withstand assaults. Like, if you know Celia's story, brutal is an understatement. So if we take some of that, let's say, renewed vitality, not saying that we're still not under attack or anything like that, but our ability to withstand it is altered. It's strengthened when we are connected in this way. You continue to research, and this latest article questioning the 400,000 number is a very important read. And if you haven't read it, folks, again, it's linked up. Please go do it. But what can you tell me about your discovery here as it relates to everything, you know, that led you to this?
So it began. I got an email from my dear friend Tom DeFerdinando, who is he's actually a Reichian pain healer. Presently, he is the president of a very interesting group. It used to be Rethinking AIDS. I know you know who they
yes.
are. And now they've changed. They've adapted to and also encompass COVID. And it's called, I think it's called Unmasking COVID and AIDS, if I got that right. Tom is the president of that. And he wrote me and he said that his friend and colleague, Dr. Jim DeMeo, PhD, who's out in Oregon, and who's a very interesting scientist. He's primarily an atmospheric scientist, but he covers so many disciplines and has done so much, and also has a background in epidemiology and population growth, and again, atmospheric science, climate science, all kinds of things. And Jim, and he's a, for sure, you know, he's a, what shall we say, he's unconventional, and I mean that as a great compliment, not afraid of controversy. Jim DeMeo he wrote a paper, he had spent 6 months on it, and it covered many aspects of what what I guess I would say we all are familiar with by now, all the different things that are wrong with the COVID construct. And what I focused on of all the things he covers in his paper, it's a little bit of a tongue twister, but I'm going to say the name of the paper. It's called A Critical Review of CDC USA Data on COVID-19, PCR antigen tests and cases reveal herd immunity only and do not warrant public hysteria or lockdown. So as he was putting the finishing touches on this six-month masterpiece, he noticed something extremely odd, and he kept going back and counting and looking at it again and again because he couldn't believe he had gotten it right. And what he noticed was that the CDC had done something, to call it odd would be an understatement. They had put a gigantic number, I call it a ghost stat, like an elephantine number, over 269,000 dead in the
all cause deaths. Yeah.
All cause deaths for 2020 that had not appeared, according to DeMeo, previously in the year. So month by month by month, they're not there. And then, boom, there they are. And they're, if one follows the CDC narrative of when these deaths are appearing, one would have to believe that all these people died in the last week of December. So it's a very strange thing, unless and until, it's almost inexplicable unless and until, I'll just say Jim has all the science and the numbers and the way, I'm not good with numbers to say the least, but my piece is not just about the numbers. It's about, the reason for that is I went through decades of AIDS and we tortured those numbers. And we took them through, and they were always throwing down numbers at us, throwing numbers, and they were fake. So I, over the decades, not years, I lost interest in what Lynn Margulis, great evolutionary biologist who I was honored to know, she said that AIDS scientists, AIDS researchers were essentially numerologists. So this is the games they play with numbers are infinite and endless. But what I understood the game they played with that 269,000 once I saw the PSYOP. So this is where I am. This is what I am. I would say, this is the language I speak. I can really tell people that's a PSYOP. Mm-hmm. That's where it's going. This is what it eats. This is what it wants to do. Like the PSYOP whisperer. So the PSYOP that they were gunning, I have come to believe they all coordinate about this stuff, so I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist. They had to have a big round number right around the time that the final attack and takedown of Donald Trump, that it wasn't enough that Biden would get inaugurated. They had to go over the top. Now Trump had to be, Pol Pot, Stalin, Hitler. He had to have a big, gigantic number of dead on his watch. And they actually went there where they said 400,000 died of COVID so far in the United States. And Donald Trump, they don't exactly say he killed them, but they'll use phrases like they died on his watch.
Yeah, blood on his hands. Yeah, we've heard that. Even to for us.
How many times did we hear that in AIDS? Thabo Mbeki, one of the greatest and most beloved leaders ever in the nation of South Africa, had blood on his hands. They have you believe such obscenities and absurdities about people. So don't get me started about the 400,000 PSYOP because it'll be hard to shut me up. It upsets me so much.
Right.
When they do this, I call it corpse throwing.
Yes, and they use these corpses that may be real in terms of deaths, but in terms of causation, what actually happened, it's become clear to me and a lot in my audience and our audience here that they've basically borrowed deaths from other causes and lumped them in. And we've covered this in real time throughout the year when there were economic incentives to help hospitals survive when no one was going to them because they shut down all other forms of revenue that they had access to formerly, and any number of economic benefits that would be rolling based on COVID diagnosis, COVID death certificates, etc. And it becomes to the point of ludicrous and meaningless when they say, well, everybody died of, you know, AIDS, or for instance, or everybody in this case died of COVID. So this is a big part of the, as you said, the PSYOP, and there are some people that are parsing the numbers and showing that these numbers are made up. They're not in any way valid.
Absolutely. Now, okay, so let's just go over the things that most people who are sentient know this much by now, that influenza death stats have gone, have vanished, disappeared off a cliff.
Pneumonia.
They borrowed from Peter to pay Paul. They took influenza deaths and made them COVID deaths. COVID has that, the psyopery is so advanced.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I sort of don't spend too much time knocking myself out about the statistics, because the thing to look at is the PSYOP, because the PSYOP is what actually
Hold on, Celia, we got to take another break. I apologize. We got to wrap up hour one here in the next segment. Celia Farber, my guest, we're talking about this major PSYOP called COVID and backing it up. Check out her article. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cecilia, you continue to talk about psychological operations, and folks that understand how to propagandize, how to make people believe what they want them to believe, realize they have to make them vulnerable to suggestion. And as we started our discussion today, one of the most powerful ways is to get people in states, varying states of fear, trepidation, anxiety, anxiousness, and they've done that incredibly well. Now, I've argued that this has been more than a century and a half or more in the making, when the germ theory became the adopted belief system of the religion of science or scientism, or as our dearly departed friend Liam Schiff even called it, sci-fiantism, because we are living a science fiction dystopian movie or novel in real time here. And so if we talk psychological operations, these are things that are, I almost say, mathematical. They know how to maneuver people into vulnerability if we can put them off of their center, off of their spirit, you know, they're, as I talk about divinity, through fear. And then they start feeding them with all of this that has happened. Now, the germ theory sets the stage for the fear of the invisible. And only the scientists have access to the invisible, these microscopic things called viruses. And suddenly they just, you know, every year the fear porn on the flu was just an annual rite of passage. Oh, we got to survive flu season again. And I called it flu shot season. And so they rolled it. It didn't work. It kept not working. It's not 1918. They kept saying it. And lo and behold, they figured out a new way, playing off on the fear of SARS in the early 2000s and then MERS, that I have argued, others have argued, was due to, you know, respiratory ailments manifest due to pollution, due to mineral deficiencies, due to other factors that you can't say one virus caused all of this. And so we come back. This is part of the psyop of the germ theory that sets the stage for everything we're experiencing now. If people had learned about Antoine Béchamp and the law of the terrain, we would not be living in fear. We would laugh at them when they told us to be afraid of a virus.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I think we're living in the age of the death of germ theory, no less. You've been talking about this. You've been doing such great work on this for so long. I have come at it partly, but the HIV dialectic, it had essentially two branches. HIV existed and didn't cause AIDS. versus HIV was never purified and was never proven to exist. It was tremendously elaborate and esoteric and very fractious. Such an incredible battle was going on over all of that. But now you have people like Thomas Cowan, Andy mm-hmm. Kaufman, and they're, I guess I would say they're kind of repositioning all of those questions in a simplified way for that, in a way that people, that mainstream is reaching me, not mainstream audiences, but is reaching critical mass. And when I listen, my son and I were driving to Maine and we listened to one of Thomas Cowan's interview. We were both listening with bated breath to this interview, and it just made so much sense what he was saying. And basically, I no longer think that any single organism causes any disease. I can't believe quite that it took me that long, but it's sort of like Russian dolls. I was inside, you know, well, Duisberg says HIV doesn't cause AIDS, and everyone went so hysterical, and that was decades right there. But if we had just understood, like taken many, many, many steps way back and or taken like a bird's eye view, so we had real context and real historical context. But that's the thing about a PSYOP, it's like it traps you inside these very mm-hmm. limited
an artificial construct.
Yeah. And it's like they write the PSYOPs before they hit us with them. And honestly, these people are dark geniuses because their PSYOPs come so tightly packed, no escape, no exit, no, you know, and it's all guilt trips and numerology and witchcraft and more guilt and more fear, and you're a terrible person if you argue
this. It's dark magic and sorcery. Absolutely.
It's sorcery.
Absolutely,
it's
Celia.
Totally.
Listen, would you stick around for hour two today? That would be amazing. Celia, there's so much that we can talk about here that will be enlightening to folks that have open minds and open hearts and critical thinking still available to them. And I think in this audience, if that does exist, and if you didn't know Celia before, I'm amazed, but you do now, and you should definitely follow her, support her, read what she has to write, and hear what she has to say. We'll do that more when we come back from the top of the hour news break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I simply remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.